was try to hit when I can, and was I think really good match.
Is it strange for you to see the winners? You had four at the end, and she had something like 45. The contrast of styles.
How many winners she did?
45.
Me.
Yeah.
And me.
You have four.
Four. So, yeah, of course, it's normal with this kind of player. I don't have the chance to make what really I want to play. So to move the ball, to be long point with her is impossible. She hit the ball very strong. She made winners and she made unfair errors. So I just have to try to make her make mistakes. So this is my game against her. I cannot make, it's difficult for me to make winner when she hit this ball that strong. So I know that before going to the court, so the important for me was to try to move her, try to be the more consistent I can, and try to be aggressive when I can, but of course it's difficult.
Have you paid attention to how many of the top women's seeds have lost this week, and I guess what do you sort of make of that?
Well, I think there are a lot of still good players in. It's normal, it's a Grand Slam. Every time happens that someone loses and someone wins, so just try to be on my street and continue.
Are you a player that looks ahead in the draw and like maybe looks to see if there is an opportunity because there's upsets or anything like that?
Yes, I always look the draw. I love to watch also the other side, not only my side. I love tennis, so I like to watch all the matches.
Sarah, if you could compare your game with one men's player that's playing right now, is there someone that plays similar to how you play?
I don't know. I love very much, of course, Ferrer, because I practice with him, and I saw his career. When I was young, I started to practice with him, and I was maybe 300, and he was already up in the rankings. So I watch him a lot, how he was practicing, how was making the decision, and how the person is it. So I like it very much, and I think he's an unbelievable person. He works a lot, he stays focused on what he has to do, and I like Ferrer very much. Of course, he had many more success than me, but of course, I like to watch him.
Hey, Sarah, you're one of the best tennis players in the world. You've had a fabulous career, great tournament year. I'd like to ask you, if I could, for you to talk about your serve, how you learn that motion, about how many aces you get per year. Could you just talk about it?
Well, I don't serve very fast. Of course, you see that it's difficult for me. I try to improve my serve, but I think I have a different kind of serve. I don't try to make winners with my serve. I just try to make kick, I make slice, try to change my game. I cannot serve at 180 per hour. I know that, so I try to be more consistent that I can. So made a lot of first serve in and try to maybe play with kick that sometimes is good for me. And of course, I have to improve it a lot, but it's not easy. I try. And with that serve, I have been five in the world, so it's not that bad, I think. It's a bit different of the other. I don't try to hit the strong as I can. Maybe I can sometimes try to push more, but I don't want that. I want consistency. I need to start the point where I want. So sometimes it's better for me to serve not that fast, because if you serve fast, the ball is coming faster. So I try to not hit in that fast, try to change a bit the direction and be ready for making the point on the baseline.
And about how many aces a year do you serve?
I really, it's not my problem. I don't look at that. It's not my game. It's not my game to making aces, so I don't have problem if I don't make no one in the year. It's not my problem.
Gary, you're going to play Sharapova or Wozniacki next. Can you comment on that? On just what it would be like to play, you know, one or the other.
What can I do? It's both are amazing player, playing very good. So will be tough with both. And of course, Sharapova never won against her, and she's an amazing player. Wozniacki is playing unbelievable too. So it's very difficult for both.
Thank you.
he said, I want to go back to Cincy with that incredible overrule. That was one of the most bizarre overrules I've ever seen. Have you had any interesting comments on that since then?
No, I understand that the chair umpire can make mistakes. Everybody can make mistakes. So I said also to the other person, he made a really good job, but not the match. It was only that mistakes. Of course, you can have mistakes like everybody. So of course, I was a bit nervous because it was 3-all, 40-all. So it was, of course, very nervous, but I understand that the chair umpire can make mistakes. Of course, was for me was making two mistakes. So, but it's okay, happens.
Sarah, what's the goal for you? You've been top five in the world. You've won doubles grand slams. You've been to a slam final. Do you want to win a singles grand slam, or what would be success for you?
No, I never think like that. It's very difficult to win a single grand slam. It's not. My goal is always the same. I always say that for me the important is go on the court and try to do my best. Of course, sometimes you win. It doesn't depend only of you. There is an opponent, there are conditions, so every week is different. So I just try to be focused on my game, try to work good, to practice good, to be focused on what I have to do, try my best, and of course I know that won every match is very difficult. Even the first round, second round, it's very difficult to win matches. All the players are very strong and are so it's not easy. I just try to stay there and try to do my best and see at the end of the year what I've reached.
Millions of people from my country go to your country every summer, every year. If you could tell us Americans the one city or village to go to in your country, what would that be?
I cannot say mine because it's very small and it's not that unbelievable, but I think Rome is, I love Rome, it's an amazing city, everything, I think, the people, the you have a lot of things to watch, and it's, I think, you eat very good, so it's maybe the best for me.
Better people watching in Rome or in New York City or Paris?
What?
Better people watching.
Watching what?
Watching people. Just looking at, do you know the phrase? Ubaldo, help me out here. People watching.
Guardare la gente da vedersi, la gente che vede, è più bella a Roma, a Parigi o a New York, che ne so.
Rome, for sure. It's Italy, so. Sarah, Wozniacki
running a marathon in a couple of months. Did you know about this? And is that something you would...
Wozniacki what?
Is running a marathon.
I heard about that.
Did you know? You did. What do you think? Is that something you would do?
No, never. I hate running, so no, not for me. My coach did last winter, and is every day. I made the marathon, but no. I don't like to run, so it would be impossible for sure. Maybe one day, but I don't think so.
But you love running on court.
Yes, on court, yes. On court, yes, but running like this all the time, slowly, I don't know, 4 hours, 5 hours, it's, no, I cannot. I think I cannot do that.
Any more questions in English? No? Okay, we'll switch to Italian.